When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This was the longest 24 hours of my life.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to get more info, though?
She surprises us every time. It's time for the diary entry. Mm-hmm. And we really, like, what are we calling her? Just Ryder?
Ryder.
Mm-hmm. Ryder has been dating and smooching and having relations with this dude. She's falling in love with him. And then we thought we'd get a lot more information about the relationship. And instead, it was a lesson in how 9/11 was 20-some years ago. It was like,
right,
how much the news cycle was saturated with it and how the day was just had this weird funk on it or whatever. But then when she tried to talk to Mike about, like, let's go do something, he snapped at her.
Right.
Because he was apparently there.
And not there, New York. There at the towers.
There.
I'm so confused. Like, I have a lot of questions and I'm afraid they're not going to get answered.
That is the drag about, this is not a book.
Right.
That has plot lines and a beginning. She's not trying to tell the story to a radio show.
Or random
strangers.
She
was just writing down her thoughts every day. And we've been lucky that there's kind of been some cohesive things that have happened. Mm-hmm. But, so where we left off, she was mad at him. And then when she found out he was there, she felt like she owed him an apology, right?
And she said she was going to call.
Okay. Because he kind of snapped at her.
Yeah.
But again, the revelation that happened to Erica and really all of us yesterday was she might not be from here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know where she's living at the time of writing, especially like the early entries. For all we know, she moves at some point.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we don't necessarily know that Mike was from New York. He could have been a tourist that day, but that was a Tuesday morning.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
he could have been on a work trip. He could have, I mean, there's a lot of options.
There's no telling why he was in Manhattan the day of the towers. So.
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
That was September 12th.
Okay.
We read yesterday. Today is September 17th. It's Kim's birthday, so we're going out, and she's finally going to meet Mike. So they must have, oh my gosh, this is the shortest.
No.
No.
Don't
you
say
guys,
that.
You guys, we have to agree. If it's super short, we're going to do two.
I'm down.
No.
Yes, we have to. Erica, we cannot end, we can't. We like. I'm
Should
not going to let it happen. Don't make me snap at you.
I was there,
man. I'm calling it. We're doing two. Like,
well, okay? Should we see how this one ends?
No. Okay.
Okay.
Is that short? Okay.
So she's finally gonna meet Mike.
She's finally gonna meet.
I hope they like each other. Okay. Oh. I've heard horror stories from some of the girls at the bank about dating guys their best friends can't stand. God, I hope that doesn't happen. That's the end.
100%. 100%. No way. No, we're doing one more. We're doing one more. Erica?
I just want to make sure you're not making a decision you're going to regret.
That was not...
there's not enough there. We
didn't move forward.
You know what's going to really piss you off more?
What?
That was September 17th.
Yeah.
The next one is October 4th.
Okay, just real quick. When she says it's Kim who's going to meet Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I say we do it.
You want to go for it?
I didn't get it. That doesn't count.
We can't.
Okay.
I want to treat this like we can't just willy-nilly add another one as many times as
we
want.
Because
we have committed to one a day, but that's a joke.
But if Erica stops to say this is the shortest entry ever, then that should be qualifying.
It's just jarring too because she changed pen colors. So I knew, like, oh, it stops right there. Okay, I will
just
go.
Just one more. Is the next one long or short?
The next one's like 2.5 pages.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. October 4th. I survived another wedding. I've become a walking cliche as all my college friends and a few from high school get married. Wow, been there. I really do have a lot of great friends, but I have decided I can never get married. Who would be my bridesmaids? I've been in 5 weddings, and I'll bet there's some rule about having to ask the people who have asked you. I wish we could stop and talk about this right now, but okay.
Okay.
The difference about being a bridesmaid this time around was that for once I wasn't the single one who needed to be set up with the out-of-town cousin, which really is pretty rude. I don't think any single person wants to be pointed out and displayed. And since all married people were once single people, sorry, her handwriting is starting to get wild. Since all married people were once single people, it never made sense to me why not having a boyfriend meant someone could set you up with their dentist. Anyway, I'm sure everyone was relieved to find out that I'm back in the game or whatever. It's funny being the bridesmaid when you know all your sorority sisters expected to already come to your wedding.
She was what? In a sorority.
Yeah.
Expected.
Just like Erica.
To have already come to your wedding. Okay. I think everyone was just assumed since we dated all through college that we'd end up married or something. She's talking about her ex, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That makes so much more sense. Guess I'm glad he never asked because I probably would have said yes and I wouldn't have made, and that wouldn't have made either of us happy. 5 years is a long time to spend with somebody and it's only been a year and a half or so we've been apart. I can't believe how much different I am. I guess part of it's Mike, but a lot of it's me. I got so used to being with Justin,
another
that
character.
I didn't know how to be without him.
Okay.
Oh, they didn't know how to be without Justin.
Gotcha.
I don't want to be like that again. I'm not gonna. That's why she's saying she can't get married. Cause she. Oh no, she's talking about the bridesmaids. That's why she can't get married.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm, I think Justin was in the very, very beginning, right? Yeah. Didn't she mention
she did
that yeah. she hadn't kissed anyone since Justin? Maybe.
Yeah, it was like real fleeting.
Why don't I remember that?
Since Justin, it was so they dated all through college. Now we know
5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got
interesting.
I'm really confused. So the bridesmaid stuff was.
She was saying, I can never get married because I've been in 5 weddings and there's more to come. And I'm sure there's a rule about having to ask the people who you've okay. been in their wedding. And then she was going on to say, I'm sure all these women, like her sorority sisters, expect they would have already come to my wedding because of Justin.
So did we did two, and do we know anything? What did we just find out?
Well, she's still with Mike.
Yeah.
Okay.
On October 4th, which, by the way, is my anniversary.
All right. One more.
No!
All right. We will do the next confusing diary entry Monday.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.